This is the International Wings of Healing broadcast. You are now welcome to a time of edification, encouragement, and hope, and to announce the victory of God that will strengthen us in the face of our fragmented world and the ever-mounting challenge of our age. This ministry comes to you under the direction of Dr. Thomas Randolph White.
Almighty God, the grace creator, Almighty God, our loving Savior. His words of love that have been spoken, these truths at once shall not be broken. Strength for today.
As we approach the culmination of the Lenten season and our Christian beliefs, Sharon is going to read from the 16th chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans, and Dr. Wyatt will relate our need to defend the faith.
Thank you, Dennis. I do think this is an important message, as I want to impress upon all Christians the need to defend our faith, our churches, our way of life, our very civilization, which has been so bountifully blessed by our Lord. I hope you will stay tuned.
Greet one another with a holy kiss, as all the churches of Christ greet you. As such, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to take note of those who create dissension and difficulties and who are in opposition to all those things which you have been taught. Have nothing whatsoever to do with them. For such people do not serve our Lord Christ, but serve only their own appetites. And by fair and flattering words, they deceive the innocent and guileless. For while your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you, I would have you wise as to what is good, and innocent as to what is evil. For the God of peace soon will crush Satan under your feet. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ will be with you always.
Thank you, Sharon. The histories of medieval Europe all restate the fact that it was an age of faith. In fact, Europe at the time following the invasions by the Goths, Huns, Magyars, Vandals, Norsemen, and more, that Europe that survived simply called itself Christendom, the land of Christ. Part of that culture is found in the pledges and oaths of its monarchs, nobles, and knights. They were called upon to defend the faith and preserve the realm. Noble aspirations both. And I want to refresh in us the need, perhaps more than at any other time, to provide facts, reasons, and to enable us to defend the faith we have in Jesus Christ, and to preserve and expand the kingdom of God among men. It is not that God needs protection or defending. Obviously, he does not. But before the world, in its increasing disdain and hostility toward religion, and let us be honest to ourselves, the one religion really under attack is Christianity. We need to stand forth with reasoned arguments and the information, as Jude tells the faithful in the last epistle in our Bible, to contend for the faith, to strive for our faith which was delivered once to the saints. It is this too that I would defend and confirm as the only hope of mankind and the only sensible and reasonable way to approach life and, yes, death. I will make no feeble effort at being sensitive, tolerant, or open-minded. I do have an agenda. I make no bones about it and no excuses. I am a Christian, and I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul in his day had to contend with those who would misinterpret the gospel message, and then those who would reinterpret or change the clear meaning of the gospels. Very little has really changed.
Only instead of going back to a stringent Old Testament code, it becomes a total reinterpretation, a compromise of the gospel, a revamping of the common teachings of Christianity, opposing everything that we have been taught as Christians for nigh these 2,000 years. They simply either do not serve the true Jesus Christ, he that walked the shores of Galilee, healing, casting out demons, preaching the kingdom of God. They rework this now ancient truth to make it something it is not, and thus making it devoid of power to save and make us whole. What we must contend against is an entire worldview that sees no place for religion, particularly Christianity. However, this effort is in a very real sense a religion. It is a religion of unbelief in anything but its fanatical and blind adoration of materialism, naturalism, and that science is the beginning and end of all knowledge. Their faith in science becomes the answer to everything, every problem and difficulty mankind faces, even while acknowledging that they have no way of evaluating faith. Yet they see believing Christians as dangerous, and they must somehow be confined, muffled, relegated to insignificance, if not totally destroyed, and certainly allowed no voice in public affairs. Allies are sought among the educated elite, the media, to at any and every opportunity diminish or intensify the ridicule of traditional Christian faith. They will highlight every pastor or priest who falters or fails in his calling, even to sue in the courts to have Christmas nativity scenes removed or crosses from any public memorial. Now, with their new media blockbusters, the differences between fact and fiction become blurred in a fury of innuendos, assumptions, and half-truths. The Da Vinci Code, the Gospel of Judas, the Tomb of Jesus. There is in all this the effort entirely to destroy. Just find someone with a PhD after their name, a few so-called experts on the Middle East. Then you perceive, even when you know it is all fiction, or worse, a hoax. It used to be people knew if you were quoting the Bible. They knew their faith. But now there is a vacuum of knowledge that enables such falsehood and outright fraud to exploit that ignorance. But this is only the beginning. There are scholars who present themselves as Christians, and their pronouncements are heralded in every major media outlet. But it is all about diminishing the ministry of Jesus Christ, while at the same time the cutting-edge scholarship of N.T. Wright, Leon Morris, David Wenham, Gordon Fee, R.T. France, even E.P. Sanders are totally ignored. Who has even heard of these new giants of our faith? If they can but rattle our belief in the claims, even the existence of Jesus Christ, they can undermine the veracity of our entire Judaic Christian tradition and depress the values and virtues that arise from those traditions. For you see, they desire to answer to no one for what they do. This secular humanism, the adoration of materialism, is not the conscious faith of all who do the bidding of the few elite. But still it is insidious in its extent and fanatical desire. It is a world without God, without the supernatural, for this is seen as irrational. Thus they would ignore the stunning work of the philosopher Immanuel Kant, who with remarkable sagacity showed the limits of pure reason, of what we can actually know. You see, Kant in his own words declared he left room for faith. What he revealed is the arrogance, the irrationality of the humanist, the atheist. This, along with the mounting theoretical and distinct evidence in astrophysics, that ours is not a closed system, but the universe is far more complex, mysterious, and even still expanding. The skeptics that assert miracles violate the laws of nature do in fact seem to be lacking any scientific foundation for that view. Those with their convoluted skepticism and doubts would confuse those unprepared and less sophisticated, but really have only shown themselves to be empty and devoid of real scientific inquiry. Atheism, once in disarray, has made a daring comeback with an onslaught of best-selling books, faith is a delusion, that God is not great, or faith is a sickness. But a defense against such has been necessary from our beginnings. Paul was involved in apologetics, the defense of the faith. Origen in the early 3rd century, in his classic Against Celsus, answered paganism. Decades ago, Bertrand Russell's Why I Am Not a Christian was effectively answered. And in my seminary years, the Death of God movement also had to be answered. Now today, a rehashing of the same tired canards are with us again. They seem to still be in a foul mood. If there is no God, why are they so angry at him? Christianity is described by them as an incredibly silly myth, if not immoral. Christians are told to just shut up about our morality and beliefs. It would seem that tolerance is reserved for only those who espouse their line of thought. But how can one be still when their deception, know their lies are so blatant? They will boldly and without any factual base present the Crusades, the Spanish Inquisition, and the European 30 Years' War, even the witch trials in Salem, as the most horrific crimes ever committed by man. They conveniently ignore that although the Crusades were a clumsy, badly organized, and often tarnished attempt to turn back the imperialism of the Saracens, it was important for the survival of Europe and became an impetus that gave rise to the age of exploration and invention. It opened Europe to a wider world. The Inquisition was confined to Spain, and tragic though it was, the number of deaths over the 350 years of the Inquisition were insignificant to what we see now committed by the smallest tyrant in just a few years. The 30 Years' War is not as much a religious war as the clashing of emerging new nations of Western Europe. Even the witch trials, so ballyhooed, reflect a very small number of people in a very brief time. To add all of this together is somehow proof that more people have been killed in the name of Jesus than for any other reason only betrays their bias or lack of historical understanding. They accuse Christians as the one who falsify history, when it is they who create the stereotypes of the Inquisition, witch trials, and the Crusades, all while they ignore or rationalize the far greater crimes committed by the unbeliever, the secular humanist, and the atheistic regimes. I know that the spirit and true dictates of the Christian faith have not always been reflected in the actions of her leaders or the nations purporting to be Christian. They still talk about the Inquisition 500 years later, but do you hear about the gulag of the atheistic Soviet Empire, the forced starvation of millions, the killing fields of the godless communist tyrant Pol Pot, or the tens of millions eliminated in the Cultural Revolution of Mao Zedong? And we haven't even touched on the anti-religious fascists in their vile efforts to eliminate what they considered the unfit, all for the betterment, the survival of the fittest, or the heritage for the strong. When the Jacobins enthroned the goddess of reason in the Cathedral of Notre Dame during the French Revolution, they unleashed the horrors called the Reign of Terror. Their vaunted age of reason resulted neither in the rise of science, reason, or progress. When you eliminate God, when you reject the truth of Christianity, when you enthrone only man, his reason, his science, you replace it with what? What will be valued when values no longer come by the revelation of God? All the bloodbaths of history are the results of elevating man as the master of all. As Dostoevsky stated, if God is not, everything is permitted. That is indisputable. Abortions, euthanasia, infanticide, controlled speech, muzzled media, all become permissible for the greater good of man. For without God, there is no morality. All the religions put together have not in 3,000 years managed to kill anywhere near the millions killed in the name of atheistic reason or anti-religious fervor. This is not to say that some fanatical element of some religion will not try, or there are religious extremists who would do us great harm, and that is why we must remain vigilant and prepared. But this is a defense of Christianity, and I would have you wise, know the truth, know what you believe and why. And it is important to know, as Paul so accurately puts it, what is evil. There are those out there who would wish we and our Christian faith nothing but the worst, and with lies, distortion, and deformation would do all they can to bring down our faith. Their hate is deep, vile, and will not be turned aside with sweet words. So we must stand up to their falsehood, resist the efforts to quiet us, and remove the symbols of our faith, a faith that quite literally is the foundation, the bedrock of our freedoms. Where do they think the concept of equality of the individual, of freedom, the rule of law, the elevation of women, the care of the infirmed, weak, and those least able, where do they think that comes from? Where do they think most of the deep and moving arts of the masters and the great music comes from? It comes from Christianity. There is so much more, so we must continue with this. But Paul closes our text with one little statement we should fully appreciate. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Under the feet of believers, you and I, Satan's efforts and his vileness will be crushed and destroyed, for God will bring victory. I believe in this promise. Despite all the efforts spawned in hell, Satan will be crushed. God's purposes will be achieved. It is up to us, however, to hold high the banner and defend the faith. We are asked to defend our faith, to be prepared to always give an answer. Give us, as promised, your Spirit to answer with inspiration so as to continue and convict all those possible of the truth that is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, always for His glory forever. Amen.
Christianity is not just another religion competing for adherence. It is a life, a realm within God's very presence. And we are called upon to defend the faith and to preserve that realm. My husband, Dr. Wyatt, wants to send to you, who will write to us this week, his valuable study titled, The Question of the Truth. Here is a biblical look at just what Christianity is and what part we are to play. So do write and ask for your free copy of The Question of the Truth. Well, dear ones, we want to tell you how much we appreciate all your prayers and ask that you would consider being a part of our outreach. We would love to include you in our Wings of Healing family. Supporting this ministry makes you an integral part of a ministry that helps bring the word to so many, here and abroad. The address is Dr. Thomas R. Wyatt, Post Office Box 900, Whittier, California, 90608. Also, secure contributions can be made on our website at www.thomasrwyatt.org. Our Canadian friends may write to the Wings of Healing Society, Post Office Box 34224, Vancouver, British Columbia, Postal Code V6J4N1. Now, before Dennis Colonna gives you those addresses one more time, here is your radio minister, Dr. Wyatt. Thomas?
Thank you, Sharon. This book offered, The Question of Truth, will answer a lot of questions concerning what is happening to our world about us. I urge you to request your free copy, but now I want you to rejoice with Margaret of North Carolina, who wrote to share this good news. She has found not only a new job, one she really enjoys and is so suited to her abilities, but a new apartment that is actually within walking distance, and her daughter is thoroughly enjoying her new school. Things have worked out so well, and she is thanking our Lord. We are rejoicing with you, Margaret, and urge any who need prayer to write. We will take your request to the Lord every day until you have an answer. Dennis will provide our addresses once more, but now Matt Redman comes to perform Great Are You, Lord. And until next week, know that our Lord will see His purpose accomplished in all our lives.
You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring life to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. So we sing.
This program is sponsored by the Wings of Healing International Ministries and is supported only by the gracious gifts from people like you. This is a ministry dedicated to the proclamation of the gospel, done with reason, clarity, and without sectarian confusion. Please do write and remember that to stay on this station, Dr. Wyatt needs to hear from you. As always, CDs of these programs are available. And this week, Dr. Wyatt is offering a copy of his book on his very subject, The Question of Truth. Here is what is entailed in this sermon and much more, and also the importance for humanity of our Christian faith. We urge you to write and ask for The Question of Truth.
It can be yours at no charge. Our addresses are Post Office Box 900, Whittier, California, 90608. Our Canadian friends may write to Dr. Wyatt at Post Office Box 34224, Vancouver, British Columbia, Postal Code V6J4N1. Or you may contact the ministry at www.thomasrwyatt.org. This is Dennis Colonna asking you to please tune in again next week at this same time. And remember what God has promised to those who love Him.